About 60 people gathered at the New Jersey State House on Monday to protest conditions at Delaney Hall, the immigrant detention center in Newark. Mary Smith from North Plainfield said those inside the facility have been denied due process and they're being abused.
No one's listening to them, which is why they started the hunger strike. And the reaction is totally inadequate and inappropriate.
Protesters say the state police and ICE agents have used excessive force in controlling the crowd outside Delaney Hall. A spokesperson for the governor declined to comment on the situation. Philadelphia's district attorney says the city is heading into the summer with a very low number of murders. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Larry Krasner says the city has been doing better than ever so far this year when it comes to homicide numbers.
Last week in Philadelphia, there were, not including what happened this weekend, there were one homicide and 12 non-fatal shootings.
The DA says so far that means the city is at a record low number of murders.
Philadelphia has experienced 57 homicides. This is a 38% decrease from last year, which was a record year. It is 36 fewer homicide victims than last year, which was a record year.
Krasner credits mentorships and other anti-violence initiatives on the grassroots level as the reason fewer people are being killed. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Three Atlantic City casinos and one Philadelphia area casino could be acquired by one company that's eyeing Caesars Entertainment. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Fertitta Entertainment's planned acquisition of Caesars Entertainment would give the company control of four of Atlantic City's nine gaming properties, according to the Philadelphia Business Journal. Caesars owns Caesars Atlantic City Resort, Tropicana Atlantic City, and Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City, as well as Harrah's Philadelphia Casino and Racetrack in Chester. The deal, valued at nearly $18 billion, includes the assumption of roughly $12 billion of Caesars' outstanding debt. Last spring, Tillman Fertitta resigned from leadership roles at the company to become ambassador to Italy and San Marino. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Today is primary election day in New Jersey. Polls are open. At the top of the ticket is the U.S. Senate race. Four Republicans are vying for the chance to challenge Democratic incumbent Cory Booker, who is running unopposed in his primary. All 12 congressional districts are on the ballot today. In sports, the Phils back from their road trip. They were 4-2 on the road trip in California, and they're in town tonight to host the Padres, the Philadelphia Eagles. They have done it. They pulled the plug. They traded star wide receiver A.J. Brown to the New England Patriots. And the forecast goes like this. Very nice outside, a high of 79, sunny to partly cloudy skies with a wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's a little breezy this morning and 61 degrees.